Welcome to Connection Point. This is GovConnection's podcast series focusing on strategies and trends in infrastructure, green IT, mobility, data management, and much more. I am your host, James Hilliard, and today's podcast features a conversation about some of the growing trends in storage optimization. With us is Travis Williamson. He is a regional director with PC Connection Professional Services. He is a storage and IT consultant. He's got over 14 years of time spent looking at and focusing on storage. So great guy to talk to today. And Travis, appreciate the time.
James, thank you for having me.
One of the things I want to do up front here, get everyone really on the same page. So I want from you your definition of what is storage optimization.
Well, storage optimization is really where you have your data sitting. It's having it in the most cost-effective position, whether it's sitting out on some type of disk technology or tape technology, and you got different varieties of disk technology that cost various amounts. So fiber, SATA, SASC, and now with the new solid-state disk technology, that's coming into play. And based on what performance requirements and your availability needs, that data is sitting out on one of those formats. And then having that data be easily managed to adjust to all the rapid growth and changes in the typical business environment. And the things that really lend itself to being able to optimize your storage is things that we're familiar with that have been evolved over time and some that are getting better and better. Things like storage area networks, storage virtualization, a lot of the advanced copy and instant copy functionalities, as well as the centralized management tools. Those things are becoming more robust to allow customers to get to that storage optimization level.
Travis, you go to any kind of IT media site, and some of them have a list of kind of the top searches that IT pros are looking at. Storage optimization, often near the top of those lists these days. What really, in your mind, are the top maybe two reasons why storage optimization is so important to businesses specifically today?
We talk about, quite frankly, how the data is doubling every 18 months in the typical customer environment, and they have to get their arms around it, and it's a huge amount of explosive growth. And with that, they need some tools that's going to allow them to manage that growth. So they have to develop a strategy that says, okay, I can deal with what I have today, but how am I going to deal with things going into the future? And they need every trick of the trade because they're also decreasing the amount of resources they have available in their IT shops, so they have to gain more and more efficiencies. And everybody is very much concerned with business resiliency and disaster recovery and business continuity. So those are the things that I think are foremost on the customer's mind that I engage with on a day-to-day basis.
Well, let's dive a bit deeper into those customer interactions. What are you seeing some businesses really doing today with storage technology that's maybe kind of on the leading edge?
A couple of things come to mind. Because of the evolution of virtualization in general in the IT environment, a lot of the storage technologies are now trying to keep up and integrating with those technologies, things like VMware, XenApp, and Zen Server technology, as well as HP's Hyper-V technology. A lot of the applications and things that are being developed for storage are integrating with those things to increase business recovery and business continuity, disaster recovery. So developing more automated ways to come back from some type of failure. So a lot of things around disaster recovery, just another way to also increase their backup time. So virtual tape library or disk-to-disk backup type solutions are becoming even more robust in their implementations, and a lot of things are being automated, and they're taking full advantage of the instant copy functions that are out there and really integrating that into a way that they could, you know, make best use of them. They're also doing a lot of things because everybody likes to test a lot of things very much so before they put it into their production environment. These things with virtualization tool sets are allowing them to take advantage of that and making, you know, full replications of their environment. So that's a lot of the key things that customers are doing, and they're trying to make sure that they have a good sense of what things are going to look like long term.
Storage optimization, it seems like it doesn't matter what industry a company is in. Really also doesn't seem like it matters what size a company it is. Anybody can probably benefit from storage optimization, correct?
Absolutely. without a doubt, because the size does not matter. It's a case where your data is going to grow, and you have to manage it, because, quite frankly, if I lose my data on my laptop, I'm going to be upset, and I know it means even more to a multi-million dollar or a company who doesn't make quite as much, but it's their lifeblood.
All right, so definitely a focus area for a variety of companies. For companies that have not started a storage optimization project yet, it can probably be a daunting task. That IT director is like, okay, we have to now deal with this. So, Travis, from your perspective, one or two top tips on where people and how people can get started.
First thing I would say is really take a full assessment and look at your environment. A lot of customers I ask, you know, what do you have? How are you set up? Who's consuming most of your data? Who are your biggest internal users? They don't have that information readily available to them. So I would say go out and do a formal assessment and take a good, strong look at your environment. And then on top of that, think long term in terms of once you get there, figure out tools and sets that are going to allow you to constantly evaluate and get reports back that's going to keep you on track and not have to really start over at some point.
For most organizations, Travis, can a storage optimization project, can that be run internally? Are professional services something that some companies might want to explore to help them through this type of project?
I would strongly advise it, only because typically it takes a lot of research and development to understand the new tools and nuances of things that are out there in your environment. And a lot of the professional services groups can come in and take a look and give you advice on things that they've implemented in different environments and they've seen work. So instead of doing all that thinking and research for yourself, which is going to consume time, it's even more cost effective to bring someone in that can advise you to your specific needs.
Absolutely, it makes sense. And Travis, look, we're out of time for today. Do appreciate the insights. I want to take a moment to talk to the listeners here. If you want more information about storage optimization or any other IT services or offerings, you can definitely do a couple of good things. One, contact your GovConnection account manager, or you can simply go online to govconnection.com. Again, my name is James Hilliard. I want to thank you all for joining us.